KCKJO. KCKJO.
I heard a call out there. This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. N6WY in Shelby Township.
N6WY, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
My name is Tom Tango Oscar Mike.
Okay, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Tom, very good. I think we talked before, but I don't remember. I'm using an old high-tier radio here with no contact list in it, so I have to do the old-fashioned way by memory. Name here is Dave, D-A-V-E, and I'm in Shelby Township. I think you're here local here. I believe Sterling Heights, but I'm not sure. KCA-KJO, this is N6WY.
Actually, a little bit further northeast, Memphis.
And yeah, this, we've talked before, Dave. I go by Cujo.
Okay, I know where Memphis is. Very good. Nice little community up there. I only drove through a couple of times, so I'm not an expert on the town at all. I've just seen it, and it looks like a nice, I guess it's probably a farming community. There seems to be a lot of farms around there. And for people who live on the farms, go into shop for minor items.
Yeah, it's a small little community. We're only like a mile square, about 16. I don't even think 69. I think like 1,100 residents or something like that. Yeah, quiet little town just north of Richmond. You know, a pleasant place to live.
About a mile square. And, yeah, less than 2,000 people live in there. Maybe it's a little bit bigger than a mile square, but it was a coal mining town. And there was a couple of coal mines there. And I don't know what the population is now, but I don't think it's anywhere what it was when the coal mines were active.
Well, I can imagine. Well, Memphis was probably had a little, had more people. When the pickle factory was there, but they closed that down years ago. So it's just a quiet little town. Not much goes on. If you're going up towards 69, if you blink, you're through it. It's, that small kind of thing. You know, not as fancy as Romeo, which is the same square mileage. But, it's just quiet, the way I like it. Got a nice backyard, dog runs around, and the neighbors don't mind because they got dogs, and the neighbors by them don't mind because they got dogs. So, got dogs all over. Eagles fly overhead. Chipmunks run through the yard every so often. But the rabbits and, of course, our neighborly groundhog that lives between two houses. So like I said, it's nice and quiet. I love it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I live in a pretty dense subdivision, and we have those animals, but they are a pest versus a blessing. I guess if you have the open land, you kind of enjoy to see the rabbits hopping around and groundhogs. Chipmunks. But chipmunks do a lot of damage if they get in the house, and so do the raccoons. But out in the open there, I guess they have no desire to get in the house.
I had mice last year from a bird feeder. Got rid of that. Get rid of the food source and get rid of the problem. So got another bird feeder, moved it to the backyard, back by the sheds, which I don't care. The squirrels live up in the tree, and they come down and eat on the bird feeder. And I got red squirrels in my little wooden shed that's back there, but they don't bother me. I don't bother them. They were there before I bought the house. They're not causing any real destruction. They just have walnut shells all around, and that's about it. If anything, if they get out, then my dog will get them, which is fine with me, too. KCKJO.
Nice, that's great. Yeah, brings back memories of my small town. Well, Tom, I'm in the middle of my exercise routine. I'm putting on my shoes and socks to go downstairs to do my daily walk on an indoor treadmill. although it is a very nice day outside, I should be outside doing it. So I'm going to say 73 this time around, and I will chat with you later. KCA, KJO, this is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
All right, enjoy your exercise there. Good for the cardio. I do it outside. N6WY 73 from KCA, KJO.
73, N6WY is clear.
KCKGO, KCKJO, NABZR on statewide one.
NABZR, KCKGO. How's it going, Brian? NABZR, KCKGO.
KCKGO, NABZR, do you copy? Over.
NABZR, KCKGO, I hear you, Brian. Do you hear me?
Yep, you're coming in here like a million bucks. I'm sitting right in front of the antenna right now for the repeater. Yeah, you're sounding really good, Tom. So how are you doing? Over.
Getting out of Southfield to go back home. Had an emergency run today and had to take care of that. So that has been completed.
All right, good to hear that. Good to hear that. You're out working on a Saturday. I mean, not that you're working on a Saturday, but that you took care of the problem and you're heading home. It's a beautiful day today.
Yeah, it was like weird chance. I mean, I just sat down in the van, just started it up, pulled out a package of crackers, and all of a sudden you came across the radio. Talk about perfect timing.
All right, that's always good, yep. We've had a lot of problems. I fell on the dock and I hurt my back, and I was on my back for a week, and we've had deaths in the family, and they got over a bad cold, and just all kinds of problems, and I'm so glad that's so far behind me now. I'm so glad it's, you know, I feel like a kid on Christmas morning getting out in the car with Vicky today, and we're going to Costco. Over.
Sounds like fun. I'm hoping to get back home and see if my neighbor's going to work on my car today, so I can use it next weekend.
What's next weekend?
Sorry, I'm trying to swallow a cracker here. I have a horse show on the 14th.
A horse show? Oh, you're into horses too, huh? Oh, that's what Vicky likes, over.
Ever since Rachel in high school with the equestrian team, I've been the announcer for, or I was the announcer for, I made a fair for about 10, 12 years.
How's Rachel's horse doing?
Sassy as usual, and she's looking for a share boarder.
She's looking for a what?
It's called a share boarder, where somebody splits the lease payments and the horse payments with her.
Uh-oh, shouldn't have said that. I got Vicky sitting right next to me. She's driving in the car, and her ears perked up when she heard that. Yeah, when she was a kid, when she was real young, she got a saddle. And what else did you get? Your dad built a little saw horse. You put the horse saddle on top of the thing so she could sit there and dream that she had a horse for her.
Well, with Rachel's schedule and just things going on, she hasn't read Ozzy in probably about 8-9 months, you know. And she's getting rid of her truck and got another vehicle, and they're still trying to sell the truck. And so she decided that she talked to the owner of the barn and says, find me a share boarder. And what that means is that you set up an agreement with Rachel on how many days a week that you could use the horse for shows or riding, So if Rachel's off on Sunday, you can't do Sunday, but you can have Saturday, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, or something like that, and Rachel gets Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday kind of thing. Just to help with the costs, the boarding costs and the vet costs and stuff like that. Not that expensive when you split it between two people.
Yeah, I imagine that the cost could be substantial with a horse. I don't know what it is, but I would imagine it would be, paying somebody to keep it in place and everything. Vicki used to live in by Aqueduct Racetrack in New York, and that's why she was in the horses. She used to go over there and clean stalls and stuff. And what else did you do? To clean stalls and take care of the horses. Yeah, she used to do that, walk the horses around. Yeah, she really liked that. It's a racetrack, over.
Well, you can talk to Rachel. He's up in Riley Township,
so it's not that far. It's like 10 minutes north of the house. Really good stable, and we'll throw and brush Ozzy out, and throw a saddle on him and ride him around the pasture to the arena.
Yeah, this was 50 years ago she did that stuff. I don't think she needs another hobby. I'm having problems with her now. She's got so many hobbies. She's got that household full of stuff. you know how that goes. Over.
Yeah, I get it. You know, we can also use somebody to help clean stalls and, you know, take care of our goats, not the other place.
Sounds like fun. She said she wishes she had the time. Hey, tell me more about Rachel's truck. I've always wanted an F-150. Yeah, a little bit interested. Tell me about Rachel's truck. Any BZR for ID?
KCKGL. So 2018 F-150 Lariat. So it's loaded. You know, it's the lower Lariat, but still heated seats, cooled seats, panoramic sunroof. I forgot how many miles she's got on it. I think maybe 150, 160,000, something like that. So she hasn't put much on it over the past, you know, few years. And she was looking to get about 13 for it. Right now it's at the dealership where she got her other car.
Yeah, what size engine does that have in it, over?
It's the Coyote 5-liter. So whatever the Coyote motor is. It's not the Triton, it's the Coyote.
Oh, that's that 8-cylinder 302, isn't it? Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't know what it has in it. I mean, I don't know how big the motor is. All I know is it's a Coyote motor. I think it's the same one that's in the 5.0, but don't quote me. It's a big motor. And it's a 1500, you know, or 150, so it's a half ton. And she's got 20-inch tires on it, so it's an F-150 with F-250 tires on it, rims and tires. She's built like a little brick, you know what?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds interesting. Do you think it could tow a 10,000-pound boat just like 3-4 miles to, you know, to the boat ramp, you know, from my house to the boat ramp? Over?
She pulled a all-steel horse trailer with 1,500 pounds in the back. She's, and I got a 26-foot camper, 28 feet total length, and it can pull that.
Wow, very interesting. She took good care of that truck, too, didn't she?
Yep, and she just had the trans rebuilt earlier this year, so because it was acting up. So she took it over to the dealership where she got it from, and he rebuilt the trans on it.
Is that sale being controlled by the dealership, or would it be a private sale, over?
She currently has it financed, so that's why it's sitting there. I know which dealership it's at. I know who you need to talk to if you're thinking about taking it. Like I said, I'm basically trading it in a way, but so like I said, there's still a lien on it.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just wondering if, you know, like the dealership was going to be the one that would control the sale, or if it would be a private sale between, you know, somebody and Rachel. Over.
Sorry, I had the analog up there. It would be controlled through the dealer, and he's a really good dealer. Like I said, he's a family friend, so trust him wholeheartedly. That's where I got my Escalade from, was through him. KKK Joe. Also, it's from Canada, so it has a heated block in it, too. I lost you there, Brian. Say again.
Did you say it had a heated engine block in it? Over?
Correct. It has a heated block. It came from Canada, so it's was built for cold weather. It's got auto start, you know, it's got the auto start stop that everybody hates. Push button start, 10-speed transmission. And she's very clean. very clean. She kept it washed. She kept it clean. It's got WeatherTech mats in it, you know, what she's keeping in there. So all WeatherTech mats. It's got the rain guard or whatever it is that's on the path, you know, on the windows, you know, so you can open them up a crack and not get the rain on her rain shield or whatever it is. So, yeah, she's fully loaded.
Awesome. Sounds interesting. What dealership is it at? Over.
Bank Auto Sales in Westland. And if you get to hold of Rachel, you get hold of Rachel. She can give you all the information on it.
Oh, okay. We got Rachel's phone number, so if I get interested, I can always call her. Sounds interesting, Tom. I was, you know, I'm getting ready to retire, and I was always wondering to get a F-150. But that sounds interesting. Okay, let me let you go here. 73, we're destinated. We gotta get out of the car now. I'll talk to you later. 73's NADZR, clear.
All right, have a good day, you two. 73, KCHKJO. Cleared, but as usual, working, monitoring, listening up.
NAWRO, Stony Creek, Macomb County, listening.
What are you listening for, W8BD?
I'm babysitting the fox. The guys have been on the trail for, over an hour now. Still nobody, but it's beaconing out nicely.
Is it beaconing because you're close to it?
Yeah, John's got the UHF VHF beaconing alternately, and it covers pretty much the whole park. But, yeah, I'm babysitting it so no one steals it at an undisclosed location. But we'll see how quick these guys find it. They got to find the general location and jump out of the cars and find the actual box.
Now, see, if I was them, I'd look for you.
Once you get close enough, because I did put the tenants from the car, you could do that, actually.
Yeah, get a good turnout, Al?
Let's see, we got, about five. We got Mike here, Dave's here, Aaron's here, John's here, I'm here. Got one more. I forget who. I have to look at the roster.
Well, I've been working on the repeater, and now I'm going to get the golf cart.
I got to get me one of those things since I got an extra bay in the garage, and our town is golf cart friend now, too. Might come in handy. Okay.
Well, the grandkids and the dogs.
All right, Wally, I'm going to go to the other radio. NAWROFUs.
K-E-A-W-O-J. N-A-W-R-O from W-A-V.
N-A-W-R-O. You over here, Wally?
I am. That's all I have with me.
Copy that. 32-mile in Romeo Plank heading back home. Mr. Darren won again, second time.
Good for him.
Was it luck, skill, a little of both?
Yeah, there's just really only one other Jason. Jason wasn't even able to get close to narrowing it down. So, and I guess, you know, he did it. So he gets the T-shirt for the second time.
Good for him. So, I just got off the phone. I'm getting so excited about this project. This is really coming together. I just hope that my my stick comes through.
Did you talk to the principal owner of the site lately, or is that just, you know, that's the next step after that? Any WR vote, clear.
KBR test. Anyone copy? KBR test on the radio.
Okay, Gene, oh yes, Gene Pipeline.
Well, how'd it go, Gene? N-A-W-R-O.
I feel dead to the world, and like I may or may not have a soul.
Well, get home, turn in for the night, and sleep soundly.
I have to look at my schedule. I think I got the next 2 days off, so I think I'm going to actually try to push it a little bit later and try not to mess up my schedule quite as bad as it is now. If I go to sleep now, I'm going to wake up first thing in the morning.
Copy that. Yeah, I've been getting up early myself, but luckily I don't have to do any of those shifts anymore. Well, I don't want to rub it in or anything, but you missed a good day out there in the field. Beautiful weather out by the lake, and probably already saw Echo Tango Quebec one second time in a row. You got it.
Nope, I didn't see it. Once I got to about the last five or so hours of my shift, I put the phone down because concentrating was getting kind of hard. So no, I haven't looked at Discord or anything. But if Darren's listening, congratulations. Two in a row, that's impressive.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I was the fox handler this time. John let me do it, so I went and hit it. And yeah, it's tough. It's tough. It puts out a clean signal, so, you know, all the tricks, you have to attenuate it, and it's not easy. You got two things going on. You got to find it by vehicle first, and then once you get the location, then you got to step out of your vehicle and start tracking it down for the final, 50 feet, and that's even tough.
Yeah, I didn't really have proper per se equipment to look for it the first time we did it, but it was still fun. I mean, I got close. I think all of us walked past it the first time, like five times, walked straight past it, and then Darren ended up finding it. Because once you get close enough, you get, 15-ish feet, 20 feet from it. The signal just kind of seems like it's coming from everywhere.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that it's in a green ammo can, and it's hidden in tall grass. I mean, it is pretty tough, but don't want to make it too easy either.
Fair enough. Did you guys keep tripping it like last time, or did you actually make it go through its timer?
Well, John had it set up to toggle between UHF and VHF, and it seemed to be working where it would not transmit at the same time. So I forget the pause. I forget how long the pause was, but first it'd be VHF, then a blank spot, then UHF, and then it just rinse, lather, and repeat for, I forget, it was over an hour, hour and a half. But you've got a good system there. You got both UHF and VHF capabilities. Two antennas, transmitting twice, so I assume there's two radios in there. I never really thought about that. Could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I think when I cracked it open the first time, I think he's got two UB5Rs in there with a little computer board, pie, something, another in the middle. K-A-W-U-O, if you're listening, can you confirm or deny that? KDH, oh yeah.
I would think they're home by now, but I did leave right after, so, yeah, I think they were wrapping it up, so he should be back, but must not be on the air. But, yeah, good design. So we started off at, I get the beaches mixed up, but we started off at one side of the lake, and I just went to the other side, the opposite. I did take high ground for it. Maybe that's a mistake. Maybe I should have picked lower ground. Instead of giving it a good signal, try to reduce the signal some.
I mean, however, if it took, you know, an hour and a half plus to find it, that's, you obviously found a pretty decent spot. So that's cool. I'm glad everyone enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys got some photos on the phone, and I'll hop on as soon as I get to the house and take a peek at it.
Yeah, we're not as good as a photographer as you are, so I think I only got one of Darren smiling once he found it, and he's posing with the catch, with the fox itself, so yeah, it looks good. I posted it on Discord. I don't know if the other guy's got any or not.
Fair enough. I'll be sure to check it out when I get back to the house. Which I'm almost there. I'm 24 in Gratiot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Concentrate on driving, and I will catch you on the air here maybe a little bit later, maybe tomorrow. KE8, LAX, I'll be clear on your final thing. Back over to you.
Get some rest when you can, Dean. Glad you made it and survived. N8WRO, I'll be clear as well.
Kilo Fox 8, Alpha Tango Charlie, moderate.